You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, folks, if you weren't listening Friday night, you may not know that we are no longer on WHRI. They got scared. They listened to our broadcast four nights in a row and got scared and reneged on their contract. And that's okay. A lot of people in this country are scared. Sooner or later, everyone who's scared has got to learn to get some guts and stand up and start telling the truth, or they're going to be complicit. They're going to be an accomplice in bringing about this new world order simply by lack of action, simply through fear and paralysis. So, we're right back on WWCR, and I guess that's where we're going to stay for the rest of our life, or until they get scared, and I don't think they will. George is a tough fellow, but we'll see. Folks, I'll be speaking in Phoenix, I believe, on December. Well, they're having something called Campaign USA. It's put on by the Foundation of America people. And I'm going to give you their voice number, so if you'd like to be in the area, December 9th, 10th, and 11th, for this Campaign USA, then I may be able to see you there. It's called Campaign USA. It's being produced by the Foundation of America people. I'll be speaking there. The voice number is area code 602-274-1080. That's 602-274-1080. And if nobody answers the phone, you can leave a message at this number. This is a message number, 602-922-2803. That's 602-922-2803. Once again, the voice number is 602-274-1080, and the message number, if nobody answers the voice number, is 602-922-2803. Again, it's called Campaign USA. Friday, December 9th, Saturday, December 10th, Sunday, December the 11th in Phoenix, Arizona. And you should call and find out where it's going to be and all that kind of stuff, because I really don't know myself, but I'll be there speaking along with a lot of other people. And I hope to be able to see you there. Folks, we were going to do the second part of our ADL expose tonight. However, over the weekend, a few things happened that we feel your attention should be drawn to. And we have on the line one of our intelligence service members who has been traveling around the country, just recently attended the Radio Free America conference, and has some enlightening things to tell you about his travels and about that conference. If you'll remember, I exposed Liberty Lobby a long time ago as being a racist organization, which is actually stems from what was used to be known as the German Bund. And as late as 1968, Willis Carto was the head of the Nazi Party in the United States. And the people don't seem to believe that, so you're going to get a firsthand report from one of our people who was there. And we'll be happy to tell you the truth about what went on, and also about what he's seen and experienced in some of his travels around the country on behalf of the intelligence service. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms. They want you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cashers make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value, then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold. You get the show.
Welcome, Gary, to the Hour of the Time.
Hey, Bill Cooper, how you doing? It's really great getting a music intro by Anthony J. Hilder and then being interviewed by you on the radio tonight.
Yeah, well, you
First bombshell, do you know that AIDS, according to Tom Valentine, is infectious anemia of horses? Yeah, we have our AIDS now, and he's completely debunked Dr. Schechner. I got to talk to him and ask him one question. And, of course, you know, and you get to talk to somebody, you have your feelings and your emotions involved, and you listen to somebody, and you think they're good, and you think they make sense, and they're really dedicated. And I was asking him about Ava Sneed and where is she, what's she doing, what's she been up to, and haven't heard anything from her. It's like she's completely dropped out. And he said, you know, he just looked at me and said, now let me talk now. He said, she doesn't have any new information. And with that, you know, left a side room where the conference was held at the Howard Johnson's Hotel, 3431st Street, St. Petersburg, Florida, Saturday. That was November 5th. The day before that, I tried to get an interview and talk to Dr. Stair for a while, and unfortunately wasn't able to do that, but went by the Overcomer Ministry there in Walterboro. And then the day before that, we drove through, or that same day, we drove through North Carolina, the Great Smoky International Biosphere Park. And, you know, you see the signs, but when you actually see the sign yourself, and then you buy the postcards with Donald Duck taking a photograph of Daisy Duck on one of the postcards they sell in the area. It's quite an eye-opener.
What does the sign say, Gary?
Great Smoky Mountains National Park, an international biosphere reserve. Southern Appalachian Man and Biosphere Program is one of the handouts they have there. I had to go to 2 of the park areas to get a folder, which is Biosphere Reserve. It's the one they were all out of them, but the one girl was, the one lady that was there at the one place in Gatlinburg said, well, on the other side, they might have one. And this is put out by the MAB Secretariat Division of Ecological Sciences, UNESCO, 7th place, D. Fournay, Fontenoy, 75700 Paris, France. This particular fold-out poster shows the entire world biosphere reserves, by country. United States of America, Aleutian Islands, Big Ben, Cascade Head, Central Plains, Channel Islands, Corum, Corita, Desert, Denali, Everglades, including Fort Jefferson, Fraser, Glacier, Great Smoky Mountains, H.J. Andrews, Hubbard Brook, Janadra, this one, the next two I cannot pronounce their Indian names, I'll attempt it, Lakuko, Noatak, Olympic, Oregon Pipe Cactus, Rocky Mountain, St. Damas, San Jokan, Sinuokan Kings Canyon, Santaslas, Tuolumne, Three Sisters, Virgin Islands, Yellowstone, Beaver Creek, Cones of Prairie, Nicoit Ridge, University of Michigan, Biological Station, Virginia Coast, Hawaiian Islands, Isle Roya, Big Ticket, Guanaca, California Coast Ranges, Central Gulf Coastal Plain, South Atlantic Coastal Plain, Mojave and Colorado Deserts, Carolinian, South Atlantic, Glacier Bay, Admiralty Island. These are all parks that are listed in this Biosphere Reserve under UNESCO that are in the United States, are related United States Trust Territories.
Now, to be under UNESCO and to be an international biosphere means that the United States doesn't own it anymore. It's owned by the world. Isn't that correct?
Right. And what is it, the IMF?
You know, I just read a newspaper article that appeared in the Chicago Tribune stating that patriots around the country are going crazy because they think that some of our national parks and public lands have been given over to the United Nations as part of an international biosphere. And you have gone there and you've seen for yourself, and you have the literature, you've seen the signs on the road at the entrance to these parks, and it's true, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'll forward that out to you as soon as possible. The park rangers are... I think they've been educated in schools from the standpoint of if you get certain questions, give them, either sell them information or material that will not really satisfy them, but will get them out of the place where they're not going to get anybody else's set. If they persist,
they'll arrest you.
Bring in security real fast.
Yeah.
There's a feeling in the park, the average age in the park were retirees in the fall looking at the leaves. There were a lot of elderly tourists from tours going through there. Of course, it was the last day of season, or our season had ended last weekend. And there were roads closed in the Great Smoky National Park when we drove through there, with the reason or the rationale that they were closed due to flooding. So there were certain roads that were not accessible in the park to tourists.
They've been doing that all over the country.
Yeah. In other words, you want to see the whole park. You believe as a taxpayer you have the right to drive through the national park. And they, no, this road's closed. You can't, how long is this road? Oh, it's 12 miles. Oh. So for the entire 12 miles, we're blocked off. Yeah, that's right. Okay. But no, the one station they did not have this place, this one particular folder, they were all out of them. And they hadn't been replenished in their reserves to hand them out to the public. So I said, well, is there another location there that might have more of an explanation or I could get some more information on it? Well, no, not really, but try this one. So we went to the other one, and I got two of them, and then this guy I was with went and asked, and the guy said to kind of placate him and get rid of him, he said, well, no, somebody was just in here, and I gave him two of those pamphlets, and I think we're all out of them. Well, they weren't all out of them, and he was able to get one of them for more information to show among patriots and people I know in the area. But they're very, very miserly on handing this information out, and they really don't know too much other than they will give you the answer that it was this was done and accomplished through the Franklin D. Roosevelt administration, as they put it.
Mr. Socialism.
Yeah. Well, when we were in the park, this one woman came in and wanted to get some information from one of the park rangers on the type of food and menu and style motif and setting interior that Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt enjoyed when they were in the area, because she was putting a restaurant together there in Gatlinburg dedicated to Franklin and Eleanor.
Oh, great admirer of socialism.
Yeah, right. Hey, I guess it'll work, you know, any way to make a buck.
What else did you find in your travels, Gary?
Well, when we got on the other side of the Great Smoky Mountains, in a Indian reservation on the border there, I talked to this one Native American woman, and if one of your parents is white, then you are not entitled to full Indian reservation rights. And I'm not sure if it was her mother or her father was white, and so subsequently she could live on the reservation but not have voting rights of the Indian Council, which she basically, and I'm really, really glad I had this opportunity to state this, because it's probably true in a lot of reservations right now where the Indians do not have the right through the tribal council to grievance and do not have the right to speak out for their needs, where they are directed and under the thumb and the boot of the tribal council, which is directed by and through the Department of Interior. And what's going to really sound controversial and make a lot of people think, oh yeah, right, is that over and above that is the mob. And here in a very, very strong Bible Belt area on the border, in the Appalachians, she was saying that they are coming in there with full service gambling in January. They're building the casino at the present time.
Well, that's been happening on Indian reservations all across America, Gary. And, of course, one of the common complaints of the Indians is they look at this as a salvation, as bringing a lot of income to the tribe. And what they find out is, yeah, they get some income from the gambling casinos, but somehow millions of dollars are being skimmed off and nobody knows where it goes.
Yeah, right. Well, it's perfect money laundering. It's perfect skimming, perfect scamming. And who's going to complain about the gaming houses on the reservation? When I drove out to your conference in August there, where they sell the cigarettes about three or four exits before turning into Arizona, I talked to one of the Indians there that had been in this cigarette scam, tax-free, federal tax. You know, we're going to give you no federal taxes on cigarettes, so this is the bung we're going to throw the dog. And I talked to this guy for a while, and he basically said, hey, yeah, what we're doing right now is just negotiating to get the best deal. And, I mean, there's certain Indians that are in the driver's seat, but the normal amount of them were in what I experienced in a flea market in Tennessee, and also from this Indian, was that they're going right now paycheck to paycheck, month to month, dependent on that government.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. So besides that, I talked to Linda Thompson. She was involved with a television interview from this guy in Ohio. And she's going on the radio, getting a bunch of stations together in the north and northeastern quadrant of the country to try and speak to people and maybe wake them up there. And has put out her militia patches that are available now through American Justice Federation there in Indianapolis. And drove by the train depot and what was it, Fort Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what they're doing around there is converting a lot of the base buildings to training, educational seminar training for governmental military personnel, as far as educating them to what to and how to say and how to approach and how to handle the public to the gradualism of what's going on and what's coming on. It's very fast. Cameras are up all over the country. road construction is going on all over this country.
Now, you said something that a lot of people don't believe because they don't see it happening right next to their house or their grocery store, but there are actually cameras on poles watching people all across the United States of America.
Well, what I was not able to locate by camera, but I had a sense and a feeling was that they had those closed circuit cameras all over that park in the Great Smokies. And
this actually started in New Jersey. The first city that I know of to put cameras on the poles and intersections to watch the public started in New Jersey.
Well, the the EMF towers are
some of them are
ELF towers, low frequency energy, low frequency towers.
Yeah,
they're going up. There's a lot of radio towers, and there's a lot of towers going up on the interstates all over the place.
And some of them are cellular towers.
Yeah,
cellular
but towers. It's you look at, now this one doesn't look like that one, and this one's different than that one, and here's another one that's completely different from the other three. And the cameras, one of the things you'll notice in these the truck weighing stations on the interstates all over the country, when you drive through them, they are lit up now just like Christmas. I mean, they're like six to eight lanes, the way they open up when you hit one of these truck weighing stations. And lights on the approach, lights in the truck weighing station, lights on the other side of the truck weighing station. But that area, that particular area, is absolutely loaded with multi-directional cameras on those poles.
Mm-hmm.
And the other factor that I was first made aware of back in August and talked to you about then, and that is true all over the country, is this Kelly Wall that is all over in every state of the country that I have been through. Where
a lot of people don't know what that is. That's those are those big concrete sections that can be lifted by a crane and put across the road to block the highway or block lanes or bring you down into one lane or whatever they want to do. And there's no way that you can move those things without a crane.
And they're using them under the guise of safety dividers and accident prevention.
But they're everywhere.
Yeah,
and they can
literally. And not only that, but there are certain areas, if you're observant, you'll see them off to the side of the road where they've stacked them up like cordwood.
Yeah, and they can literally block off every road and every highway in this country within a very short period of time.
Well, I really don't see how a tractor trailer at full bore could drive through three or four of them.
No, they can't.
Really, no, with the size and the way they're built and everything else.
No, they couldn't do it.
But the cameras are all over the place. The Kelly Wall has not been addressed like it should be as far as awareness of people. The other factor that's come to my mind within the last 2 weeks was an article I read either in the Flatland, Ken Martin out of Fort Bragg, California, or it might have been Steam Shovel Press or Paranoid magazine, was the profiling that is being done on people in this country without them knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
And the factor that was, there was a factor going on there at that spotlight convention Saturday that, in other words, who is profiling the Bill Cooper listener and who is profiling the spotlight listener and who is profiling the people that will listen to all of them and think for themselves and figure things out and check them out.
Mm-hmm.
Help me with this. They're trying to figure out, okay, these people are the ones that are going to be the gun owners, the ones that are going to be aware of the Kelly Wall and the cameras. What is their education? How do we locate them? How do we isolate them and take them out?
Well, that's right. That's been going on for a long time. That's one of the things I warned about in my book a long time ago, that patriots would be sought out and identified. Gun owners would be identified. Patriot leaders are scheduled to be rounded up at some time in the near future.
Well, I got a copy of a report from Iron Mountain, and they were very specific in the beginning of that article in regards to profiling. And the latest issue of Flatland magazine on mind control also got into the same factors. And when I looked at the it was an older crowd, and a lot of the people I see that are involved with the Patriot Movement all over the country are older. They're not the X generation. And
they don't know anything about America. They don't know anything about the Constitution. Why should they be patriotic?
Yeah,
trained to fall in love with the world.
The apathy is
it's overwhelming.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. But with the Tom, it's really interesting following Tom Valentine and being there at his conference and listening to him tonight.
It's two different worlds, isn't it?
Yeah, what is said on the radio, and these people that call up and they listen to Tom and they say, well, gee, Tom, you're such a good guy, and it's so good to hear from you, and it's so good for you to give me a chance to talk to you tonight. And then when you meet him in person, it's another factor. But, you know, your conference in August, I was there in your conference in August, and when some of the speakers were there, I'm not going to mention specific names of people, they had some handout literature and some handout information that I got. And you knew them, and you knew what the information was, and you knew what the handouts were. Well, the Spotlight Convention, Howard Johnson's up there in St. Petersburg, no longer has a restaurant or wasn't serving food. So it was like a bar restaurant on one side and a restaurant on another side that had kind of been converted into a lounge. And they had three or four color TVs, monitors set up in the other room where people could go. And then in the main room were the main speakers. Now, what I'm going to say might upset some people, and if you want to cut me off, I don't know if you've got you don't have much of a little delay there, but Carl Klang from 9 o'clock to 9:45. Well, I didn't get there till 10 o'clock, so I don't know how long Carl Klang played, but basically, he was there to sell his tapes, and I mean, Carl Klang needs to make a living. But the main thing I said to Carl Klang when I saw him was, I enjoyed listening to you a hell of a lot more when you were on Linda's show. And I really feel like Carl Klang has sold out by being in this place. Tom Valentine, when you listen to him, he even mentioned specifically being the jokester in Bermuda years ago on a money scam that was very typical of Tommy Buckley's.
Uh-huh. Well, we know that's a scam.
With Treasury Gate.
Yeah.
And how he had to borrow money to get back to the country, and he mentioned his writing for the Tatler, and where he got his start with the Tatler newspaper.
Yeah. Well, at one time he was also a member of the Communist Party.
Yeah, right. Unless you meet him or unless you do the investigation, I can only listen to you and take your word for it. But see, the problem is, I've got to find out for myself.
So you went and you did.
Yeah. Well, I listened to the guy, and I listened to the agenda, and I saw the setup and the players and the way they did it. Wes Templeton has been, he was at a Lake City rally for the people. Chuck Harder gave a lecture there. Back fractional reserve banking. It's a canned speech that he gives everywhere. Yeah. Okay, now another patriot that I'm going to get some people really mad about saying was Red Beckman. Red Beckman was at the Charlie Spross Lakeland, Florida rally and spoke right along with Mark from Michigan. And oh yeah, since we're on the phone, I talked to Mark from Michigan at that Lakeland rally, and he denies that he has ever spoken to you. He denies that he's ever spoken to Linda. He denies that hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, he denies that he was involved with the march in getting her inspired.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that, how can any of these people have any information on me since they do not have my social security number?
Well, that's easy to get.
And some of the last questions I asked Mark was, I said, well, Mark, what is your social security number? And he gave me a snake grin on his face and went upstairs and gave his lecture that is canned. I mean, after you listen to his tapes and you listen to him speak X number of times, skit is like a comedy routine. And a lot of these speakers get to be like they are entertainers. They go from rally to rally, and they give the people what they want to hear, but they are not going to say anything that are going to get these people mad, that are going to step on other people's toes, that's going to cost them money, because that's what's the main thing they're really interested in. And Red Beckman, who gave his Constitution Must Be Preserved, was there with his wife selling the books and the tapes.
Gary is just coming down with the flu that I just got over with, folks. Hold your thought, Gary. We're going to come back to you. We've got to take a break right now.
All right.
Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hour of the Time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. They specialize in non-reportable, non-confiscatable, hard assets. The kind of assets that have protected all the smart people throughout history that were able to understand when hard times were coming, could foresee the difficulties, or in many instances were some of the people who were bringing it about, and so they knew, and they came out smelling like a rose, always. Didn't you ever wonder how come certain people never suffer through the hard times? Always seems to be the poor man or the middle class person or the people who really don't understand how the economy works, how strings are pulled. They can't foresee because they don't know how it works. Didn't you ever wonder why they didn't teach you anything about economics or the Federal Reserve or the money system in school? And to tell you the truth, if you go to college, they don't even teach you the real truth there. You see, they tell you that interest rates are raised to prevent inflation. The truth is interest rates are raised, folks, so that during inflation, the people who are collecting the interest don't lose any money. That's the real reason. Remember during the last huge inflationary period, when the price of a house went from $25,000 to $100,000, literally within a few months? Do you remember that? And it became possible for one of the parents to work and support the family. As a consequence, both parents had to go to work, and now where are your children? In government-controlled daycare centers, learning how to live in the New World Order. Well, during that rapid rate of inflation, you know, prices went up, price of a home went up, everything went up. Both parents had to go to work. In some instances, even the children had to go to work in order to keep from losing your home or from losing everything that you had because of the high interest rates and the high prices. But your salaries didn't reflect that inflation, and they still haven't reflected it. That's why the most prosperous nation in the world, with the freest people, the most opportunity, up until not too long ago, had the best educational system. Everybody keeps getting poorer. Have you thought about that? And right now, today, you're getting poorer every day because the value of the dollar is declining every single day. It has no backing, no value behind it. And eventually, it has to come tumbling down. Cash is disappearing. More and more people are using credit cards and borrowing money. More money is being created out of thin air that has to be paid back with interest. Where does the interest come from? It was never created. It comes out of your very sustenance, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to protect yourself, call Swiss America Trading. Ask them how you can help protect your family's future. And ask them how they can help you. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Do it now, folks. You know, we all tend to procrastinate. We tend to put things off. And sometimes we put things off so long that when we really need it, we don't have it. And it's too late to get it. So do it now. 1-800-289-2646. If you can't, look your family, your loved ones in the eye and tell them that you have taken care of this problem, then you don't really love them. And you better do it right now. Now, I don't care if you call somebody else, if you get a better deal somewhere else, that's up to you. I want you to take care of yourself. But if you realize real worth from this broadcast and you want to see it stay on the air, I hope you will patronize Swiss America Trading, because they're the ones who have brought it to you and make it possible. And without them, you would not be listening to the Hour of the Time right now. And you don't have to have thousands and thousands of dollars. Even if you just buy one silver coin, it's better than nothing. Sit down and think about it. And then call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. And do it now, folks. Gary, one thing I have to tell you is that Mark was telling the truth when he said he'd never spoken to me.
Oh, okay. All right.
When he was attempting to feed us information, he was going through Stan Barrington.
Yeah.
And
I took your radio program where you called him a scam artist.
Yeah.
I recorded it, and I put it on a audio cassette player radio, and I took it to that convention. And when he walked by, I said, "Hey, buddy, I want to talk to you." And he said, what, you know, like, who are you, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's like, "Well, I'm Mark from Michigan." I said, "Well, I'm Gary from Florida." "Okay." "Like, big deal, you're Mark from Michigan, you know." So I followed him back to his booth, and he was talking to this one guy from some Bradenton or local area militia group. And here was Mark sitting in his chair listening to this guy that was sitting on the table. And I sat on the table behind him with this other guy I was with and was watching him. And I thought, you know, this is really, really interesting. It's sort of like being part of and sitting in on a militia confessional here, you know. But he finally got finished talking to this guy, and Mark has got another guy that's like, it's like a net wig hair that is real close to the head. It looks like it's been ironed onto his head, and he looks like CIA, really does.
Well, we can't.
This was the guy that was with Mark at the convention in Lakeland.
Yeah, but,
and they played the tape where you said, you know, Mark is a scam artist.
Uh-huh.
He heard it. And he said, "Well, I've never talked to him." And he said, "You know, I really would like to get together. I'd like to put Bob Wrights and myself and the cop, Mick Lamb. And get Linda and Bill Cooper together in a room where, you know, we could all get together and not have all these problems." And the more I think about it and the more I hear of it now, it's A, it's not possible, and B, the only way they would want to do that would be to probably play some sort of mind control head game on you people to maybe, you know, ELF, I don't know what they'd use, but I think I wouldn't put it past them using it on you. I really don't.
Well, we've tried to get Mark to explain the discrepancies in his identification and the back that he told, was trying to feed us information through Stan, and said that he was an Air Force AFOSI intelligence officer, and then later said that he never was. He was an Army intelligence with the 40th Ranger Battalion, which doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
And the guy is just a fraud. But anyway, you said that a lot of things were going on at that convention that really shocked you and surprised you, because you don't hear any of that on Radio Free America. What was going on there?
Well, yeah, I started earlier to talk about the bar restaurant was on one side where you'd go through double doors, and then there was a wall. And then on the other side was a restaurant. And Tom Valentine got up, and I didn't really hear him say or mention anything about it on the radio tonight, although he might be listening in right now saying, what's he going to say next? Which was he got on the mic and just incidentally mentioned that we have a good friend here tonight, which is David Duke. David Duke was the ran, and then when he dropped out, Bo Greitz took over, as I understand it, for David Duke, who was a former, Grand Dragon in the state of Louisiana?
For the Ku Klux Klan.
Ku Klux Klan.
And when David Duke ran for president, Bo Greitz was his vice presidential running candidate.
Right. Well, in other words, we're going to step this down. I'm not going to hand out the literature. I'm not going to be close to the literature. So I'm going to have one guy go to this other guy who was handing out the literature. Well, in the other room on this bar where you would go in, where the maitre d' would, you know, have his menus and the phone and the station there, they had this literature that was there, and the guy would leave it and then come back to it and hand it out to some people. And I got a sample of one of each. Jesus was not a Jew. This is distributed by the Holy Swastika Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. A poem, When a White Girl Marries a Negro, the Saddest Story Ever Told, distributed by Holy Swastika Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. Jew Name Changers, Equality, the Biggest Lie. Behind the Lies, the Truth About Adolf Hitler. White Revolution is the Only Solution. Jewish Ritual Murder. The Truth About Adolf Hitler. The Gas Chamber Hoax. Yeah, they had this guy named Irving there that wasn't scheduled that got up at the very end of the lecture and talked about that. Bible Answers About the Jews. The Secret of the Saucers, What the Government Doesn't Want You to Know, distributed by the Holy Swastika Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. This is their spin-on, which is basically a true story about the UFOs. Begins in Vienna, Austria in the year 1939. A scientist named Victor Schauberger in that year completed his plans for a disc-shaped flying machine. So here we go. What is Jewish Ritual Murder? A 10-point program of the Klan. Jews Are the Race of Satan. Yeah, this was what they were distributing. Now, they had Spotlight and Liberty Lobby officials walking back and forth through both rooms. This stuff was in plain sight. I didn't have to secretly go up there. I went through it at my own time, and I took one piece of each piece of literature that they had to hand out. Now, what is it as far as knowing it's there and maybe not quite condoning it, but letting it stay there? Bill, if I had called the St. Petersburg Times and said at this convention they were distributing anti-Semitic, pro-Klan literature, I really felt like I would have been in danger for my life by doing that.
Well, you may have been.
Yeah. And
for the benefit of the listeners, you've always heard me say that you should listen to everybody and read everything, and that includes this kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
that's right.
And there's nothing wrong with them having it available there or panning it out if that's what they really believe in. What's really wrong is that they con people into making them think that the Liberty Lobby is not a racist organization.
Yeah,
and in truth, it is.
Right, right. Well, they had one employee there, and I don't know if it was his girlfriend or his wife, who was of color, and there was one other person in the entire audience that was of color. And otherwise, that entire audience was totally white.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they want, is a white world.
And
it's not going to happen. Most of the people in the world aren't white, and they outnumber everybody that's white by a great percentage.
Yeah.
And people may wonder, what's he doing there, the race traitor? Folks,
yes.
I'm part American Indian.
But that, yeah, and then you're all ecstatic. They gang up on you, and they give you a hard time. But when you let me, just off the cuff, get on your radio station and tell you honestly, with no censorship whatsoever, what I heard and saw and felt there, you're the bad guy. I mean, I was going to say it doesn't make sense, but it makes sense.
In this world, Gary, today, whoever tells the truth is always going to be the bad guy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The world upside down.
Yeah.
Well, Valentine made a statement. The logic in this, it is really, I wrote it down. And if they refuse to believe the truth, then God will help them to believe a lie.
Who said this?
This was said by Tom Valentine.
Oh, boy. This is the man who, in an interview that was recorded in a book called 5-5-2000 by Richard Noon,
yeah,
said that Jesus failed and it was time for Lucifer to save the world because Jesus failed. And Lucifer really had it all together, and it was Lucifer that gave us the gift of intelligence and all that kind of stuff. People don't know about the biggest lies are the ones that the average people out there who think that they're the good people will buy and believe all the time. And the reason that they do is because they cannot and will not look through the fog to see the truth. They want to believe whatever they're told that makes them feel good. And so they get sucked into this web of lies and deceit and deception and manipulation.
Well, Spotlight is out there every week, and it's on the shelves, and it's easy. They told me that if I wanted to be a distributor, they sell it for 85 to 95 cents a cover price.
Mm-hmm.
They told me that if I wanted to be a distributor, 10 or more copies, I could get them for like 20 to 25 cents a piece.
Well, that's the American way.
No, but wait a minute here. When you look at the number of pages in that newspaper and the size of Liberty Lobby, it's telling me that they're selling these things through distributors to get them out to the public at a loss.
Well, absolutely.
So then they have got...
Yes, this is something that people don't understand. See, much better papers than the Spotlight have been in this country. And every time a paper tells the truth, they're either destroyed, they're bankrupted, or somebody comes along and buys them out and changes the format to a liberal format.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why is it that the Spotlight has been allowed to stay just exactly like it is all these years? Nobody bothers them. Nobody puts them out of business. They sell their paper cheaper than just about anybody else in the whole world. And they're peddling this national socialist philosophy, which I have told you over and over and over again, folks, is going to be the government in the New World Order.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think you'd better wake up.
I answered my own question thinking about it while I was talking to you, on a distributor cost.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of stuff that they hold, they hand out, and the amount of information that they give away when you get on the inside track and become one of them to disseminate the information. And I believe it was in Secret and Suppressed Information where there was an article on the new Nazis and how they had gotten involved with the media and how they had gotten involved in the mob. I don't know how valid the article was in the book, but it was definitely a mind opener. This guy, they were handing this stuff out there, and David Duke he went in and out of the conference, did not speak, but it was just his, okay, right. Anybody else around here, besides Duke that we don't see that's, maybe in disguise from World War II? Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah. Well, Michael Collins Pfeiffer got up and he gave his rendition and talk about Final Judgment, JFK assassination, and took a cheap shot at you at in regards to the movie, and said, no, the driver didn't do it, and anybody believes that's crazy, and here's what really happened. And he went through Clay Shaw in Permandex and got into Colonel Louis Blumfeld, Esquire, Montreal, Israel Lobby, Canada, tied in with Bronfen, got into DCI, Meyer Lansky, controlled by the chief of Mossad, and Investors Overseas Service, and Bernie Kornfeld, and that's as far as he went with it.
Never.
I was left hanging. I felt like saying, well, now we've gone this far up the ladder. Are you going to keep climbing? And he didn't.
No. They never talk about the secret societies.
No. There was no mention there. And the ring, one of them that was real close to David Duke was wearing a sterling silver ring with a black background on it with a cross that had the two bars on it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course when I saw that, and then when I saw this, one of the things they were handing out there from the
by the way, just so the listeners know, that's a Templar emblem.
Yeah, right. But the literature, this one literature, they behind the lines of truth about Adolf Hitler. This was handed out. All right, now listen to this. They believe this, I guess. Generations yet unborn still will revere the memory of Saint Adolf the Great, the man sent by God to deliver the white race from Jewish tyranny. Long after today's lying Jews are rotting in their graves, the name of Adolf Hitler will live at the heart of every Aryan. His spirit will rise from the grave to inspire a new Aryan world and a new order of the ages. On the back of this thing, they've got the swastika. But on each branch of the bar branch, in the center is a design and a symbol, which happens to be one of the rune symbols.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, so many people right now for Christmas are saying, well, gee, I think I'm going to get a set of runes for Christmas to give to my wife or girlfriend or whatever. But anyway, that was it with the JFK writer on the Final Judgment. And he went up the ladder to the point of the Mossad, and that's as far as it went. That's the Final Judgment, and that solves it all.
They didn't say anything about the occult symbolism of Dealey Plaza?
Not a word.
Nothing?
Not a word.
None of it, huh?
No.
Nothing about the three wounds, the head, the throat, and the chest? Nothing.
No. Want to keep you people in the dark.
Absolutely amazing.
Absolutely.
I love it.
That's the way it goes, man.
Gary, I know how you're feeling there with that flu, and I hope you get over it soon. I'm just getting over my bout, and, you know, it wasn't so bad this year. I didn't lose my voice, which I usually do when I get the flu. So.
Well, you know, the question I have about that is it's earlier and earlier every year that these flus and colds are coming out.
Well, not only that, but diseases and bugs and things that nobody's ever heard of.
And
it has nothing to do with the Book of Revelations, folks. It has an awful lot to do with Fort Detrick, Maryland, I'll guarantee you.
The virus of infection and anemia of horses, that's what it is. Yeah, that's going to be a real bombshell for
Well, I don't know how Tom Valentine knows what causes AIDS when I don't know what causes it. Nobody else knows what causes it. We know that it's not HIV. Because there's a lot of people who have AIDS who don't have HIV, and there's a lot of people who have HIV who have never caught AIDS and never will catch AIDS.
You know, listening to him with his presentation, you would actually almost think that he was a medical researcher, the way he came out with it.
Well, he does, from what I understand, he does dabble an awful lot in the alternate medical field, and he has a little newsletter he puts out. So, he may know something that we don't know. I don't know because I didn't hear what he said. But I'll tell you what, from my research, I don't think that's anything to do with AIDS. But that remains to be seen.
Yeah.
Gary, I want to thank you very much for your report on your trek around the country, and especially for your report into the goings-on at Radio Free America Conference. I know a lot of people out there listen to me, and I know you listen to me, and I know that you didn't want to believe and didn't believe a lot of things that I said, and so you went there to see for yourself, and it scared you, didn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, I get a lot of detractors all the time. It's always, oh, Bill Cooper, Bill Cooper. Oh, your patron saint is Bill Cooper. I said, no, my patron saint is not Bill Cooper. It's the fact that between Bill and Linda, I have gotten more valid information, more information that I can check out and figure out for myself than I have anybody else, along with the fact that you not only ring true, but there's a tone in your voice, or there's something about you and about Linda that I can believe in, that does not seem like a con game. I mean, this is not to shine you on, because
I know that you have gone and checked on what I've
said. Right.
And that's why you're on this broadcast, not because of what you have to say, but because you're one of the few people who, when I say something, you actually go check it.
Well, I know. You know me. I mean, when I was out there at the conference in August, I wasn't there to shine anybody on, and that's just the way I am.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I still have a bone to pick with you on that JFK tape, and that was that car underneath that bridge with those taillights on.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see that motorcade before he gets blown away, he's got the motorcycles in front of him. Then he goes past the sign, and then you don't see the motorcycles, but you see the bridge at the underpass, and underneath an underpass looks like a Ford Fairlane or Ford Galaxy, and it's got its taillights on.
Yeah, I'm the only one who's ever revealed that to the public.
Right.
It was stopped under the underpass, blocking the way so that Kennedy's car could not go by until they knew that he was actually dead.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, I have not...
And we're out of time, Gary.
Oh, okay. All right.
I want to thank you very much.
Okay.
And you take care.
All right.
Go get in bed.
Talk
to
you later.
More.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Good night.
Bye.
Well, folks, that does it for tonight. Tomorrow night we'll resume our expose on the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. And remember, we're not talking about Jews. We're talking about an organization that manipulates Jews through lies and deceit, just like all the rest of us are manipulated by a whole bunch of other people. Good night, and God bless each and every one of you, and stop believing people just because they're saying what you want to hear. Check them out. Listen to everybody. Read everything. Believe nothing unless you can prove it. Good night, and God bless you all.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey. Something's not right.
Go out your arms. This is the Wild West. We're here from the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. Did you die from plague? Stay in the back.
Get out of this house. Surrender your guns. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want to come home. Guns for yourself and do what you're told.
Hillary Salala, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike. Demonic founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike said Lucifer is God across this land. And Clinton saying, take the mark in your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of the Fourth Reich, Clinton's preparing us for another huge tax hike. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation.